You can handle anything. Episode number 365. Welcome to the You Can Handle Anything podcast. I'm your host, Shira Gura, and I know firsthand what it feels like to get hijacked by your emotions, keeping you from fully enjoying the moments and people in your life. In this podcast, I'll bring you into my world through personal stories, showing you how you can make more deliberate choices in the face of everyday emotional moments, ensuring you handle those situations without regret. After all, your life is built on moments, and I'm here to help you make the most of them. Let's get started. Hello, my dear listeners, and thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing? I'm doing pretty well, and I'm really excited to continue building the Unstuck Revolution, which was just created a couple of weeks ago. And I would love to share with you some of the things that are going to be happening in the month of May. First of all, I'm going to be leading the monthly tune-up session for my VIP members. This is an opportunity to come together on Zoom once a month with me, and we do some focused work, reflecting on what's working in our lives right now, what's not working in our lives right now, why, and what our plan is for the coming month. This is like a dedicated stop, something I think we all should do once a month for sure. But you know, life gets in the way and we don't always prioritize ourselves and our self-care. And so I initiated this monthly tradition so that my VIP members and I could have this time together to do that work. Next week, I'm going to be leading a brand new Move Past Grudges challenge, which I'm so excited about. I have not sent out the emails yet, but if you are on my newsletter, you will receive an email in the coming days. The week after that, I'm going to be leading a live 3-day series workshop on getting unstuck, where I'm going to be teaching the Unstuck Method step by step, really breaking it down and offering anyone who comes to the live session to do some getting unstuck coaching with me. If you are in the Unstuck Revolution, you will receive a recording of this 3-part series. I will drop it inside of the training portal. If you are a VIP member, you will be receiving an invitation to be joining me live. And then the week after that, I'm going to be leading another 3-part series called Ditch the Overwhelm. And in this series, I will be teaching how to reduce the overwhelm that you feel in your life and how to become more productive and get things done. Again, same thing. If you are in the revolution, I will be emailing you after each workshop to let you know that the recording is ready. And if you're a VIP member, you will be receiving an email from me to join me in those live sessions. So I'm so excited for the month of May. So much good stuff is happening, and I'm excited to welcome in all the new members to the Unstuck Revolution who will be joining this month. I'm actually not only excited for the month of May, but I'm actually excited for June and July because I will be in the United States and I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I'll be on Eastern Standard Time. And my plan is to run a marathon of workshops during that time, especially because I'll be able to offer some workshops in the evening and not just in the middle of the day. And so I told the members of the Unstuck Revolution to buckle their seatbelts because we are going to start moving, not only with getting unstuck, but really with propelling your life forward in the direction that you want to go. And it's all starting now this summer, 2024. So if you are not a member yet, now is the time to join. You can join as a founding member for only $7 a month, right? Crazy. Well, I don't want money to be an excuse for anybody to not be able to learn my tools and to grow with these tools and with me and with my community. So when you're done listening to this episode, head over to my website, click on the revolution and join now. Okay, so I want to share with you another project that I'm working on as I'm building up this Unstuck Revolution, and that is I'm starting to write my next book. I actually have like 10 more books up my sleeve. I literally have a Google Doc with the titles and the content for each one, but I'm not in any rush to write them. I know they will be written when they are meant to be written. But I did decide to put my next book into motion, and this book is going to be called A World of Considerations. As you likely know, if you've been a longtime listener to this podcast, You will know that the word consider is the fourth step of the Unstuck method. It's the step where you take a moment to reflect upon how else you can look at a situation that you're in, what you can consider, what else is possible in that moment, what opportunity exists for you, what can you learn? And here's the thing, the truth of the matter is, there is a world of considerations that exist in any moment. The problem is that in the heat of the moment, it can be really hard to think of other things to consider because your mind is too busy justifying itself and trying to prove itself right. That's why inside of the Unstuck Revolution, I am sharing one new, unique consideration every single day with the members. By doing so, it offers them an opportunity to pause and reflect upon those words and see how they can internalize those words into their life for that day. I started 15 days ago, and my plan is to continue doing this for the next 350 days so that in 1 year, I will have 365 considerations that I will be able to turn into a book, likely which will be called A World of Considerations. And I'd like to share with you a few of them that I've posted so far in the group. Here was number one. Consider that it might not be about you. It's common to internalize others' negative emotions, anger, hurt, or hostility, as personal. However, it's empowering to realize that these emotions often reflect the other person's internal struggles rather than anything to do with you. Acknowledging this can help you maintain perspective. While you can still choose to respond with kindness and thoughtfulness, remember that you have the option to detach from the personal impact of their emotions, allowing you to support them without becoming entangled in their distress. This was consideration number six. Consider being in their shoes. It's all too easy to blame others, to feel upset, frustrated, or annoyed by their actions. Yet, we often overlook their circumstances or fail to grasp their perspective. We might believe we know all the facts and feel entirely justified in our reactions, but our understanding is not always complete. Take a moment to consider things from their viewpoint. Putting yourself in their shoes might just alter your perspective and lead to greater empathy and understanding. And here was consideration number 14. Consider not overthinking it. When we are emotionally stuck, it's common to dramatize and catastrophize, inflating issues beyond their actual scale. We often dredge up past grievances that do little to help us heal in the present. Obsessing over others' thoughts, dwelling on past conversations, and ruminating on what could have been only adds to the turmoil. Instead, try simplifying the process. Focus on the facts, identify the stories you've created around these facts, and actively work to get unstuck from these narratives. You don't need to turn every situation into a drama. Accepting things as they are and moving on can be surprisingly straightforward and freeing. Again, these are just a few of the considerations that I've shared in the group so far. And as I mentioned, I have another 350 ready to go. The truth is, I literally could write this book in less than a week if I wanted to, but I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it organically, sharing one consideration a day in the group, have discussions around it, and then inspire the members with another consideration the following day. It's a beautiful process, similar to what I did about 10 years ago when I was blogging about my stuck stories and how I got unstuck from them, and I eventually turned that into my first book. Again, there's no rush to receive all 365 considerations at this time, because as I mentioned, if you're inside the community, you are receiving them daily and you're not missing a thing, and that's really the whole point. I'm really enjoying how the members of the Unstuck Revolution are responding to these prompts and bringing them into their lives so that they can live their lives with more ease and with more simplicity. And I look forward to continuing to support them in this way and in so many other ways moving forward. So while you will be able to read this book 1 year from now, why not join us now and become a part of this amazingly beautiful unfolding process? Remember, if you are not a member yet, you can join now for only $7 a month. Between the workshops, the community, the trainings, it will literally be the most valuable $7 you spend on yourself every single month. I guarantee it. Enroll now by heading over to my website, shiragura.com, click on the Unstuck Revolution, and I'll see you on the inside. Thank you so much for choosing to be with me today. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your week. And remember, you can handle anything. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the You Can Handle Anything podcast. If this podcast adds value to your life, I would be so grateful if you could spare 30 seconds to do three things. 1, follow or subscribe to the podcast. 2, leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you listen on. And 3, share an episode with a friend. Your support keeps the podcast thriving, and for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to being back with you next week.